This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
انفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير for coming. May Allah reward you. It's actually time to start. ولله الحمد. The subject today, was last week hard? It was good. Okay, alhamdulillah. This is a good crowd. Alhamdulillah. Today is beautiful, but it may be difficult to... how I want to say this without scaring you? No, I'm just kidding. To apply it on a daily basis. I think this is a good one. To apply it on a daily basis, this is going to be a challenge for majority of us. And what I'm going to talk about is al-rida, to be pleased with Allah. That's why it's pleasing Him, pleased with Him. Not pleased when He gives me, because we all are. And if we are not, we're ungrateful. It's the issue when He doesn't. When I want something and He doesn't give it to me. When I make all this dua and then it doesn't happen. When I don't want it, but He gave it to somebody else. And I was like, why they have it, I don't. And then you have to practice not sabr, not being patient. This is completely different. This is you're happy. You're pleased. How many of you can say, I'm sorry. Can't hear me? Can you hear me in the back? It's a low. I need what? I don't know what does that mean, but I will do it. Okay, I'm good in technology, but not that good. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Jazakumullah. So, how many of you can say here, right? And nobody's seeing you again, camera is on me. That's, you know what? Whatever Allah gives me, I'm fine with it. And I said whatever. كل اللي جيبه ربنا كويس. This is a very famous Egyptian slang. It absolutely translates to this state. Anything comes from Allah is good. That's what they say. It's very common. If you go to Egypt and you know a little bit Arabic, one of the ones you hear it is this. So how many of you says, this is me? I love it. I love the response. I was like, what? Really? I wish, right? Okay. How many will say, and I'm not talking about things you like. Things I don't like, I asked, it didn't come. Or someone has it, I don't. And I never thought of it. When I saw it, I was like, you know what? I want it too. How many of you say, maybe once a week, I am pleased with Allah? Once a week. Once a week when these things happen. Not when I get what I want.
I don't know how often that we try.
Okay, we try. I'm glad. You know what's good news? I didn't hear inshallah. So, this is a huge change. So I'm going to take you through it. Actually, those of you who read Arabic, this is actually beautiful. It's written by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, which is Madaruj al-Salikin. But this, especially this chapter, this is why I didn't look anywhere else. So what is it, number one? What does it mean that you are, what al-rida? Let's keep saying this word. So when you hear it, it will ring a bell. What does al-rida mean? Translate. I'm satisfied. I'm pleased. I'm happy. I am absolutely feeling in peace. I'm in a peaceful state. That's a rida. So for example, when someone comes, again, practical, you're in an interview and they gave you the job. Usually, after you are accepted, what's the next thing you're going to discuss? It's benefits and salaries, right? That's the usual. So most of the people say, what is your offer? Right? And so they give you a number. And then you are absolutely fine with this number. It's like, alhamdulillah, that's a rida. When you don't argue, when you say, yeah, sure, that's perfect. So number one, the question, and there's a couple of questions I'm going to share with you. May Allah put barakah in the time. I think we have enough time today, inshallah. Is it something we have to do? Is it an order from Allah? Or is it highly recommended? It's silence today. It's a silence class today. Is it something highly recommended, or there's an order in the Quran or in the Sunnah that we have to? What do you think? Absolutely highly recommended, and that's of the rahmah of Allah. Because if it was obligation, once a week, remember when I asked you how often? Once a week. So walillah alhamd, it's something recommended, because there is, number one, no order in the Quran, and number two, Allah complimented those who practice this. Do you all know the famous statement in the Quran? It part usually comes in the Quran, part of the ayat. Which one I'm going to say? Naam. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. They are pleased with Allah. Actually, it starts by Allah is pleased with them, which we all want. And have you ever thought, what does it mean? I am pleased with him. That's how it is. Radiyallahu anhum. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah is pleased with them, but we are pleased with Allah. Have you thought of this? Did you all read it in Ramadan? It's more than one place in the Quran, right? Did you read it? What does it mean? So Allah is pleased with me, alhamdulillah, that's my dream. But what does it mean I'm pleased with Allah? And how, some of you may say, how do I dare even say I'm not pleased with Allah? Right? But he specifically said, وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. What does it mean? I'm pleased with Allah. Another silence. Bismillah. Yes. So you're satisfied with his decisions. Very simply answered. And I'm going to add a little bit. Make it a little bit harder. No, I'm just joking. Whatever Allah brings me, I am satisfied. Literally, this is how it is. Whatever comes my way, I'm fine. Allah puts me in Irvine, I'm fine. Allah tomorrow decided to move me to New York, I'm fine. Allah decided to give me children, I'm fine. Now coming to the other ones. Allah decided not to give me children, I'm fine. Allah decided I'm going to get married, I'm fine. Or I'm going to get divorced, I'm fine. Did you see how easy?
It's not easy at all.
At all. At all. However, is it impossible? No, because Allah would not have mentioned it. Because he mentioned it in the Quran. وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. There is, meaning there are people. Right? Majority, minority, sometimes once a week, once a month. But there are people. Which takes me to the next one. This is what we all need to start, because we all know, you know what? I'm not there. This is not me. But can I? That's the question for everybody. Can I? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Come on, take it easy. Right? Fine. We'll see her next month, right? No, I'm just kidding. So can I? My answer should be, if Allah said it, that means I can. I didn't say it's easy, we're going to do it tomorrow. But since he said, radiyallahu anhum, wa radu an, then there are people who have done it before me. And we always say, if they can do it, I can do it. Right? Or at least, what's the next step? I'm going to try. I'm going to take the path. Is that clear? Bismillah. They say tawakkul, relying on Allah. Yesterday, last week, if you remember, laysa Allahu bikafin 'abda, isn't Allah enough for me? You reach that stage, now the next step is you're pleased with him. And that's why this, they say this is one of the highest levels. I want you to think this way. The path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am in this dunya, right? We are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We like it, we don't like it, we think of it. This is reality, right? I am, every day I get older, I'm literally getting closer to Allah. So, and then that's physically. But then there is spiritually, where is my heart in this journey? Is it way ahead my age, way behind my age? So this is the stages. They call it maqamat, ahwal, these other names. But the stages, where am I? Am I still, do I love him? Maybe. Am I really afraid of him? Maybe. Remember all what we have said so far. This is class 8 or 7. Well, no, this is 7. So every stage, I'm absolutely getting into a step and a step. And by the way, one leads to the other. There's a reason why they put them in that sequence. Because you will never, never be able to be pleased with Allah unless you love him. It's very difficult. If you don't love someone, you're not happy with them. True or false? Always think of people, and then Allah is exalted. So I have to love Allah. I have to know him. I have to love him. And then I have to trust him. That's last week. Then I'm pleased. Why? Because if I trust him, that he takes care of me like nobody else, and he really takes care of my affair, and whatever he brings my way by wisdom, then I'm pleased. And that's what they say. The end of it, the end of relying on Allah, you start with it. There's two hadith of Rasulullah. One of them, we do it in the morning and the evening adhkar. He said the following, and this is in Muslim. ذَاقَ طَعْمُ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ وَبِمُحَمَّدِ النَّبِيَّ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدِ النَّبِيَّ. You will know what faith means. You'll taste it. Not I believe, but I really know what it means. Like when you say, I know what cock, what, for example, what honey is, but I've never had honey. So I really don't know what it is. Once I taste it, this is good. This is honey. So they say, you will be a true, a real believer, living as a believing person, man or a woman, when you are so pleased that Allah is my Lord, that Allah is Rabbi, and then Allah chose Islam for me, and then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is my Rasul. How many of us, honestly, can say this statement applies to me? I'm absolutely happy. Allah is my Rabb. Absolutely. This is not 50% or 60% when I can, inshallah. This is I am. He's my Rabb. I am a Muslim. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is my Rasul. How many of you say, this is me? Wallah. Already. Let's talk about it. But, so what does it mean? Right? What does it mean? You know what? You may be. Sometimes we don't know. And turn to be, we are. So let's see. Raditu billahi rabba means what? Number one. You love you, and this has to be only. Everything I'm gonna say before it is only. You can't have anyone else with it. You only love him. You only afraid from him. You only have hope in him, and you only turn to him. It's only. Did you see now? Meaning. Reality, when I come to a daily decision, this is our life. We always have decisions to make, right? How do we base our decisions in general? You know, you calculate, this is good for me, whatever, 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 and then know what. But when you made your decision based on only, this is pleasing to Allah, I don't like it. I absolutely don't like it. It's very hard. No one will help me. No one will support me. People will blame me. Are you crazy? All this you hear. But you're saying, this is what he wants me to do. And this is what pleases him. I'm doing it. رَضَيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهُ. How many now?
Zero.
I don't see a hand anymore. Say that again. Raja, hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only, it has to be only. Then raditu billahi rabba, and then it comes with it, and raditu billah, as I am his servant. I worship him only. He is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. I'm absolutely happy with whatever he brings to me. There is no if and but and why. That's why I told you, this is not easy. We can say it. But when daily life comes in, however, If I do it once a week, alhamdulillah, that means I can do it another day. That means, inshallah, I'm working on it. And this is really inshallah. I have the intention. I'm going to work on it. And raditu bil Islami deena, that's how many say, I am so happy I'm a Muslim. All of us. Bismillah. Why do we argue about then what Allah wants from us as Muslims? Right? Huh? It's not easy in our life. But it's not, he did not make it hard. The life changed. And the challenge to be a Muslim is not easy whatsoever. And by the way, living wherever you are living. So when I say I love being a Muslim and I'm not a claimer, that means whatever Allah told me to do, I'm doing it. I'm not going to say what they will say about me. But none of my friends does it. But we're living in this in America. Who does these things anymore? Then I am not raditu bil Islami deena. Raditu bil Muhammadin Nabiya. Everything he told me to do, sami'na wa ata'na. I hear and I obey. That's why when you reach that level, you know what faith is. And I'm going to share with you at the end, what will I get when I have this state of rida? Because we all say, what am I going to get? This is very hard. What am I going to get? I'll leave it best to the last. Second one, which we do it, one of the du'as is when you hear the adhan, same concept. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. When you hear the adhan, when you say, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wa al-tama wa salat al-qa'ima, you say this one also. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, whomsoever say it, all his sins will be forgiven. I'm going to cut a couple of things I want to share with you. Yahya ibn Mu'adh was absolutely a person who I knew wanted to be like him. He was asked, when do I get there? Mata yablughu al-abd maqam al-rida? When I'm going to get that status? He said, write this, it's beautiful. Honestly write it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give it to us. He said, when I practice the following four, then I have reached it. When I practice these four, then I have reached this status of I'm pleased with Allah. What is it? He said, and he's talking to Allah, إِذَا أَعْطَيْتَنِي قَبَلْتِ. If you give me, I'm happy. He's talking to Allah. If you give me, I'm happy. وَإِذَا مَنَعْتَنِي رَضِيتِ. And if you're going to hold it from me, I'm pleased. وَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي عَبَدْتُ. And if you did not help me, I'm still your servant. And إِن دَعَوْتَنِي. And when you asked me, I will respond. Let's say it one more time and let's apply it. Because unless I do in my daily life, it's going to be hard to understand these concepts. إِذَا أَعْطَيْتَنِي قَبَلْتُ. If you give me, I will accept it. What does that mean? He decide tomorrow, subhana, that I'm going to get sick. Is a'taytani, give me, don't think always of what we like. Because everything comes from Allah. So Allah tomorrow decided that my life will change. Something I don't like. I'm fine. كل اللي جيبه ربنا كويس. It came from Allah, I accepted. And accepted mean, there's no why me, or here I am, or all. That doesn't mean you're not sad, we're going to come to it later. Doesn't mean I'm not an angel. Of course I'm going to feel it, of course I am going to be crying, but I am not going to say, why me, this is not fair. And if he didn't give me, I'm pleased. He didn't give me. I deserve the job. I have the qualification, I have the training, I did an excellent interview, and everyone told me you will have the job. Guess what? I didn't get the email. I didn't get accepted, college. And everybody other than me, who much less than me, in all the qualification, got accepted. I didn't get accepted to that university. What normally we do, young and old, parents and the children. He's, if you held it, I'm fine. And if you did not support me, I'm still your servant. So you made a dua, and he didn't give it to you. You're still going to go and do your salah exactly the same way. And if you ask me, this is something you have to learn, this relationship with Allah. If you ask me, he's talking to Allah, I'll respond. What does that mean? And you say, he's going to call me for Hajj. I'm going to go. Of course you're going to go. And if you're not going to go, call me. I'll go. Right? Meaning, when he puts you in a situation that you will be his servant, but it's very difficult. It's very hard. And no one wants to do it. But he chose you. I'm going to say, I'll do it. It's me. Parents, and let's take, not young children, but children in the house. Right? Your mom looked at you and says, I want you to do the dishes today. Do you like it? No. Who made her speak? Who made her speak? Answer me. Doubt him. He called you to wash the dishes. You think this is how it is. I can't move without his permission. Do you think I move? Now let's get parents. Parents, right? Or let's say spouses. Your husband told you to do something or you asked your husband to do. This is both sides, right? And you're going to say, is that what Allah wants from me? What did we say last week about Sayyidah Hajar? When Sayyidina Ibrahim left her. Allah amaraka bihada? Is that what Allah told you to do? Go. That's when he calls you. Subhanallah. Now, it's not necessarily when Allah tests you or tests me or tests us that I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to feel sad or I'm going to cry. It's not like I'm not an angel again. But I am not going to, again, say, why me? Resist it. It's not fair. I'm going to say, Ya Rabbi, this is your decree. I'll give you an example. As I was reading and preparing, when I was in Turkey, when I was in Antakya, 1 week after, I can't tell you what I saw. This will never leave my memory. It's beyond your imagination. And these people are, all of them are actually Muslims, majority. And they are good human beings. I mean, I met some of the survivors. Allah, they are probably better than you and me. And you look and you want to accept this. You have to accept it. It's the decree of Allah. Do you think this is easy? And I'm not affected. I'm not a victim. I didn't have people died. I didn't have my home collapsed. I looked and I said to me, أَسْأَلُكَ الرِّضَى بَعْدَ الْقَضَاءِ. I give me the status of being pleased with this. This is your decree. And then I said it, and I think some of you may have heard it. I was like, لَا اعتِرَاضَ عَلَى حُكْمِكَ. There is no objection to what you decree. So if I say that, or I feel that, or I feel sad, that doesn't mean I'm not pleased. But I don't say this is not fair. Here I am, I'm a Muslim. Why is this happening? Then I am not arguing with people. I'm arguing with him, subhanah. And so he says, there is no contradiction between feeling sad, feeling pain. It does not contradict Rida. It's like a patient when he drinks the medicine. It's bitter, but he's drinking it. Because he knows this is good for him. And I know everything comes from Allah is good for me. How many of you, let me see hands, don't worry, this is not a hard question, right? You went through a tough time in your life. Doesn't matter, young or old. A month later, a year later, 5 years later, you find out this is the best thing ever happened to you. How many? That's it. But at the time when it happened, did you say, this is for sure good for me? I love no. Now we need, this is one of the steps to be pleased with Allah's decree. Remember before, when you went through tough time or when you went through states where you were not happy, and then you found out later, this was the best thing ever for you. And that's what everything comes from Allah is the best. How do I do it? Number one, Here two things. Who am I? And who's Allah? It's very lovely. So I highly recommend those of you who read Arabic, read the book. It's beautiful. He said, يَسْهُلُ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ. It's very easy for the servant. Really? Said the following. Number one, who are you? When we say human being, what do you say? Sometimes we say it to ourselves, or sometimes, I'm weak, I'm not strong. And that's one of the criteria of a human being. Human being, when Allah created us, we think we are strong, but we're not. There's always something stronger than us. So you remember who you are, then you remember who is He. You have to start with who is He, because everything is coming from Him. And when He is all-knowing, all-wise, all-merciful, all the names of Allah, then what comes from Him is good for me. And this is how I need to keep reminding myself. And one of the most, or I will say this is first or second, is you need to ask Him to give you this status. When something befall on you, and it is very difficult, you beg Him to give you this. You ask Allah, I want to be pleased with you. Give it to me. Say it's hard. You know I'm weak. I'm just a human being. And you say, Ya Allah, give it to me. Subhanak. I'm going to share with you some of the dialogues between righteous people. Hussein ibn Ali, the grandchild of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he was told, Aba Dhar al-Ghafari, a companion, said, being poor is more beloved to me than being rich. What do you say about this statement? So the grandchild of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Hussein, was told that Aba Dhar, a companion, said, being poor is more beloved to me than being rich, and being sick more beloved to me than being healthy. Look what he said. Rahim Allah Aba Dhar. May Allah bless Aba Dhar. For me, this is what I say. This is the grandchild of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I want what Allah chose for me. I want what Allah chose for me. He wants me to be rich. That means it's good for me. He wants me to be poor. So that means it's good for me. He wants me to be healthy. He wants me to be sick. Basically, I want, and I'm going to teach you a dua. Let me say it now just in case, so I don't forget it. I don't remember who said that dua. Allahumma inni la urid an urid illa ma turid. I'll say it again in Arabic and I'll translate. Allahumma inni la urid an urid illa ma turid. Ya Allah, I don't want to want but what you want. Focus with me. I don't want but what Allah wants. This is rida. And سئل أبو عثمان عن قول النبي الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام سيدنا عثمان no, أبو عثمان was asked about the رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. The dua I just shared with you is like, Ya Allah, make me pleased with your qada. He said, they asked him, why did he say after? Why didn't he say before? Why didn't you say, Ya Allah, whatever is going to come to me, make me, I am happy with it. He said, because when it's befall you and then you don't like it, this is when you need to be pleased. Before it comes to you, you don't know what is going to come. It may come something you like, which means you put the application, right? And then the application come and you will not accept it. I need to be happy. Before I have hope, you know what? I did my homework. Everything is going to come. Now, one of the definitions of it, you have no choice. And this is the day and time of choice. No choice. Meaning, let Allah choose for me. Let Allah choose for me. Now, another definition of it is when your heart is absolutely in peace with whatever comes your way. You're in peace. You came to the class. You left hour ahead and you're driving and you took the day off so you can. And then guess what? The car in the middle stopped. There was an accident and the highway was jammed. Your heart? Who allowed this to happen? Your heart in peace. Then you are in a state of rida, satisfaction. And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab wrote to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and he said, let me tell you something. Let's see what Sayyidina Umar said about that. He said, all goodness will come when you are pleased with what Allah chose for you. Every good thing will come. فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ فِي الرِّضَى. All goodness will come when you are pleased with what Allah. If you can be pleased, do it. And now he knows you and me. And if you couldn't, then at least be patient. You can't be pleased unless you are patient. So number one, aim, goal is up, high, A plus. But sometimes in this A plus, it's not very easy. Then at least I am going to practice patient. Now, you all know the famous verse, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ, right? ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً. Oh soul, this you would love to. I don't think anyone in this room will not want that. That when you are dying, I want this, I want to hear this in my ears. That the angel is saying to me, oh soul, that the one that Allah is pleased with, go back. You are pleased with and you are pleased. Ya Rabbi Ameen. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Allah says, go and enter my Jannah. Meaning, you practice this here. Imagine. This is imagine. I don't know how much this is going to happen. Imagine all of us live this way. All of us live this way. What is going to happen on this earth? Everybody. Not only the people in the class. Imagine everybody in your school pleased with Allah. Everybody at work pleased with Allah. Everybody in the masjid pleased with Allah. What is going to happen? Peace on earth, peace internal, peace external, and most importantly, peace with each other. We will live in peace, we'll enjoy this life, we will love what Allah gave us, or He didn't give us. What will I get? I'm going to practice this. Today you learn this, that's it. I'm going to start from today. I'm going to say whenever I open the fridge, and I know I put my dinner in the fridge, right? How many times this happens? You open the fridge, and someone ate your dinner, right? We're not going to say who's that person. It doesn't matter, right? Or someone came and cleaned the fridge and thought it was a leftover, but you loved it, and someone thought you don't want it, and may Allah forgive us all. What happens usually? Now, don't tell me about rida, reality. It depends, right? There's a range from screaming, who dared did this to me? Who took this from me? And especially if you knew who was it, that person needs to disappear, right? Then you have no idea what rida means, right? You baked, you have guests coming now. Let's not blame only the youth. You have guests coming, and you made this whatever, right? And then somebody came and started eating from it. Right? World 3 in the house. That's not rida. So what will I get? If I'm going to practice this, so I opened the fridge, and I didn't see my dinner. What am I going to say? Huh? Before you say, you have to mentally prepare yourself. You're going to say, Allah took it away. You always have to say Allah. Remember? We said, it's easy when I know who's He and who I am. And I'm going to say, Allah took it away. Now you're going to a little bit calm down. You're not going to be blaming people. You're not going to be blaming people because Allah took it away. Right? So the first thing is, Allah took it away. But I'm hungry. And I love the food. This is how we are. This is reality. Keep saying, the one who gave you the leftover and took it away will give you another one. Calm down. So number one, the more you practice this, before I say this one, let me ask you also a question. Wake you up and make you feel it. How many of you, on the day of judgment, when I am in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all will be, and He's going to look at you and me and says, my servant. My servant. He, not I am saying it. He. So He identify you, not by your name, who you are, where you live, or how much money, but you are His servant, which is the highest level. You know that. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Glorify Allah. Allah said this first verse in Surah Al-Isra. Glorify Him who carried His servant. He called the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam His servant in the night journey. So if He calls me and you and that day, His servant, I and you are reaching which level? So the first thing you will get from practicing this hard practice, it will lead you in that journey to become the real servant of Allah. Why is that? Think with me. What does the slave do? What does a slave usually do? You're right? So if you, alhamdulillah, we don't, right? But if you have seen even a servant, some of you maybe, and if you go back home, this is not unusual, right? You have a servant. The servant, you go and tell her or him, get me water. For example, I need my tea. What they usually do? Go and get it. They're tired, 3 a.m. in the morning, they didn't sleep, doesn't matter. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That's the servant. Rida, when I am pleased, gradually acting, I fail, I get up, I do it, I remember who is He, I remember who I am, I remember everything comes from Allah, is khair. I'll reach in this life, before I go to Him, the level of servant of Allah. Guaranteed. Because now I'm His servant. Ya Rabbi, Ameen, may Allah make us, all of us. Number two. Do you want Allah to be pleased with you? No answer? Okay, fine. You don't want it? Do you want Allah to be pleased with you? Of course. To reach that, I have to start. And I'm not talking about fasting or doing all the acts of deeds that we, alhamdulillah, do. But I'm talking about I need to reach this level that Allah looks at me, Ya Allah, Ameen. And He says, I am happy with you, Iman. Oh, I'll die before that. Right? Or He look at you and you think and people think you're nothing. Or, yeah. But He sees you and He say, I'm happy with her. What do I need to do to get this? Very simple. Be happy with Him. Here, this is how they say, Al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. You are happy with Allah, meaning everything comes from Him, everything we have just said. The result, not only I am servant of Allah, but I'm going to go back and He says, radiyallahu anki. Ah. Now, if you think that level, practicing it become easier. It's not easy right away. It becomes easier and then becomes, as we continue, becomes habit because there is people like that. Subhanallah. Three. What is going to get me? That's what we need these days. The more I am happy with you, again, let's talk between you and me. The more you're happy with me, what is the chances you're going to argue with me? Low, right? So when I am happy with Allah, what is the chances I'm going to be arguing with Allah? Do we argue with Allah? Yes, we do. Really? You don't say, why me? You don't say, why don't I have it? You go for an invitation and the woman house, mashallah, tabarakallah, and I don't have it. Don't you feel it inside you? Maybe you don't say it, but don't you feel it? Why not me? Then you're arguing with him. We are arguing with his decree. Rida, I'm pleased, whatever it comes, will get rid of this. Because immediately I will say, he chose this. He chose this for her. He chose this for me, like what we just said. I'm not going to argue. The most, to me, benefit of this, I and you will live in peace. We will live in peace. We will not be agitated. We will not say, why I didn't get it. I'm not going to feel sad. I'm not going to feel anxious. What makes us sad? Other than losing beloved ones. But even with that, you're going to apply this. Doesn't mean you're not going to cry or not going to feel sad. But you're not going to say, they left early. They didn't live enough. It's only 20 years old. Why she left me? I need her. All these, you're not intending to argue with Allah, but reality is, I'm questioning this. So it's going to give me peace. Peace, actually, this is exactly what he says. Is the fact I live with this, it will make me live in peace. What is the dua Sayyidina Ibrahim did to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than the Kaaba? Or he made a dua and he says, nobody will get this unless they come to you with qalbu salim. He said, Ya Allah, don't disgrace me on the Day of Judgment. This is why, I'm just going to pause for a second here. To reach that level, you always have to focus on Akhirah. If you focus on dunya, it gets very difficult. Very hard, honestly. I mean, we can read and enjoy the talk, but to practice it, if I only focus on my dunya and the beauty and the wealth and all the enjoyment, halal, it's all halal, nothing is haram, alhamdulillah. But that's my focus. And I'm not putting the akhirah as my goal. Being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's going to be not an easy ride. So go back again and says, I want to go to Allah with qalbu sareen. Pure heart, like I was born. One of the ways is be pleased with his decree. Be pleased with whatever he gives you. How many of us look at ourselves in the mirror? Don't show me hands, because I don't want to put you on the spot. And you say, alhamdulillah, he created me this way. Whether I'm 20, whether I'm 40, whether I'm 70, I say, how many these days? And how many run to do all what you know? All the surgeries, whatever. When I change something Allah gave me, indirectly what I'm saying,
I'm not happy with what you gave me.
When someone gives you a gift, and then you go and return it, what does that mean? It's like you opened it, yeah, okay, and jazallah khair, she went and got the gift, but and let me go and change it. Very few of us, you return it because you don't need it. That's good. But most of us will keep it. I'll need it later on because I loved it. But I don't say that. But so when you get a gift and you don't like it, how the person who gifted you that feel? When he or she knows, who gave me my look? Say it. Yes. Right? He gave me this way. Then I am very happy. When I go and change it, indirectly, again, it's most of people don't think about it this way. The goal of the class today is to change the way we think, the way we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he brings us. The fact I want to go and change, that means I'm not happy with the way I look. That doesn't mean certain circumstances in your life, you're not going to change it. You are unhappy in your marriage. That's not going to mean you're not going to do anything because then I'm not pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, that's not it. You're going to take the path to change, but the result in his hand. And whatever the result will be, you are happy with it. Are you all? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When I am pleased with Allah, absolutely, as a result, I'm going to be grateful. This is how it is. I'm so happy with the gift. What are you going to do right away? Text her. Jazakillahu khair. How did you know I really wanted this? It's amazing. This is the color I like. You're happy and you are grateful. So whenever comes, yani again, I told you, I gave you a heads up in the beginning that this is not an easy class. I took you through all this and this is how it is. But when I think of it, it's coming from Allah, my mindset should change. Because he is the one who can give me anything he wants. But he chose this for me. That means this is good. I'm so happy, Ya Rabbi. I'm grateful to you. Even if you don't feel it, fake it till you make it. I really mean it. Most of the scholars of Tazkiyah will teach you this. Because it's not easy to reach this. It's not easy to be patient. It's not easy to be obedient to Allah. Yani, I wish it is. It is not. That's why Jannah is expensive. And that's why Jannah is surrounded by everything we don't like. Jibreel alayhi salam was with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he saw Jannah when the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, I can't imagine nobody want to go to Jannah or nobody will work to go to Jannah. And then he said, look what Allah surrounded the Jannah with. Everything we don't like. حُفَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِ. That's why it is not an easy ride. And the hellfire, when he saw it, he said, I can't imagine anyone will do anything that will, he was told or she was told, this will lead to the to Jahannam. And he said, true, but see what Allah surrounded it with. Everything we like. Subhanallah. طيب. Now, a couple of comments about it. It's very nice. The person who is now, many of you raised your hands in the beginning. Some said once a week, some said yes. So now let's come and say, what is the test that I am pleased? They say, the person who is pleased with Allah is pleased with his choice. I'm translating. Pleased with whatever Allah chooses for him. We all agreed on that. But look at the next one. Does not want anything he wants to choose. I'm not going to choose. And this is because you know what Allah chose for you is better than what you choose for yourself. I've seen people, literally, they don't even, yani ya Allah, when you get in the company of these people, yani you feel you're like a baby. You travel with them, says, I'm not going to choose a seat. I was like, why? What is wrong with choosing a seat? Right? What is wrong with that? They are connected. I want him to choose for me. And I said, what about if you're going to be in the middle in 5 hours? He said, that's what he chose for. مُعْرِضٌ عَنِ اخْتِيَارِ. To get there, in the beginning, don't always do what you like. In the beginning, in the first, yani, bismillah, as we say. Bismillah, I'm just starting. Not everything you like, you have to do it. Wait. And let's see what Allah wants for you. You know this dua al-istikhara, you all know, right? When we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, choose for me if this is good or this is not good. And you don't have the answer, you wait. He is going to send it to you. Now this is a dialogue between three very righteous people. Get ready, bismillah. So Sufyan al-Thawri, who's a follower, and he is absolutely, he's actually had a school of thought, but not most of it didn't reach us. He said, I don't like to die suddenly. Okay, what is wrong with that? طيب. And he said, I used to, if he's alive now, I don't know what he will say, but he said, this is after Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I used to hate to die suddenly. Today, I want to die. And they said, why? He said, from all the tests and trials, the fitna we are seeing, let him come now. Right? He would have wished never born. Then the other person, he said, yeah, why do you don't want to, you want to die now? He said, because I'm so worried from all the temptations that is happening around me. So, Yusuf, he said, the other person, and he said, and he says, but I don't like to stay too long also. And he says, but you don't want to die? He said, no. He said, why? I love this one. This gives you hope. He said, maybe he will give me one more day that he will open the door of tawbah for me, the door of repentance and getting closer to him. Why do I want to die? He was more optimistic with what Allah will bring. And then these two, look at the third one, what he said. So one said, no, I want to stay. I'm not worried about the temptations. Allah will open the door of tawbah. The other one says, no, I don't want. This is too serious. Look at the third one. That's why it is here. He said, I don't want to choose anything. I love what he chose for me. أُحِبُّ ذَلِكَ لِي الَّذِي أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ لِي. I like what Allah will give me, what Allah loved for me. And then Sufyan Thawri came and kissed between his two eyes, which meaning a sign, in especially between scholars, that you really nailed it. You really said the right thing. They usually come and kiss you between your on your forehead, between your eyes. Now, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Aziz, he said, when you wake up in the morning, what do you feel? Let me ask you first. You wake up in the morning, what do you feel? Didn't have a good night's sleep? My head is spinning. Right? Oh, it's Monday. If you only know how many things I have to do. Right? And it's true. Yani, they were not busy. Wallah, they were busy. But they were conducting. He said, they said, what do you feel in the morning? Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the fifth Khalifa, he said, I woke up in the morning and I have nothing happy. Nothing will make me happy except what Allah will decree for me today. Nothing will make me happy except what, he doesn't know what Allah will decree. How do I know? Except what Allah will bring my way. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, richness and poorness is two animals. I don't care which one Allah will put me on because he will choose the best for me. Bottom line of this class today, for us, we're not Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, we're not Sayyidina Umar, we're not there. But from what I see, most, I think all of you, you really want to be there because it's the highest level. It's going to lead me, end me with being the servant of Allah. Jannah will be waiting for me. But before even Jannah, I will live here happily. I am going to say, Ya Allah, help me. Help me to reach that status because I can't do it alone. No way I am going to reach that status unless you help me. And I will end with this dua. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. No, it's Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz also. He said, Allahumma raddani bi qada'ik. Ya Allah, make me pleased with what you decree. Wa barik li fi qadarik. And put barakah and blessing in what you have already decreed. So that, Ya Allah, حَتَّى لَا أُحِبُّ تَعْجِيلَ شَيْءٍ أَخَّرْتَ. So I don't want anything that you did not allow it to happen yet. And I don't want to delay something you already brought it in. Let's say it one more time. And we will end up here. Ya Allah, number one, رَضَّنِي بِقَضَائِكَ. Ya Allah, please make me pleased with what you decree. And I want you to take all the spectrum. Each one of us have issues very different from the other. It doesn't matter. I need to be pleased with it. I can't do it alone. He will help me. رَضَّنِي بِقَضَاءَكَ. Help me to be pleased with what you will decree. It didn't happen yet. And then he said, bless what you what will you decree? Meaning, what will happen? So here I am tomorrow morning. The plan is, let's say, to go to class at 9 o'clock. You know, I have to go to work. So I'm going to say, Ya Allah, please make me happy with whatever is going to happen in the class and whatever will happen at work. It didn't happen yet. Then I go and something happened really worse. Or even better. I'm asking Allah, after what happens, I want you to bless it too. And then I reach this point. So whatever comes in that time, I'm happy with it. I don't want something didn't happen to happen. I don't want something happen not to happen. The last, which is the, and this is somebody was asking me actually this morning, I had an interview with a TV and they said, how do you teach your children? What do you advise mothers have children to know Allah and to love Allah? And this was, and one day I'll do this dua all and this hadith for you, but just this one just came to my mind. When I know for fact, not a single atom of doubt, what happened to me will never miss me. And what missed me will never happen to me. Do you know that? Will never. Who taught who this? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he was 9 years of age. They said, Ya Ghulam. They said he was 9, 10, 11, young. Wa'alam, no, whatever befall you will never miss you. And whatever miss you will never befall you. When I leave, wake up in the morning, during the day, and I leave and I live with this, what I'm going to say? I'm going to be happy. Because that's how it is. Ya Allah, nas'aluka rida ba'da al-qada. Ya Allah, make us pleased with whatever you decree. Ya Allah, ja'anna min al-ladhina. Ya Allah, make us from among those who we are pleased with you and you are pleased with us. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Jazakum Allahu khayran. I know it was a